Negayim Parakhes Mishnevav, Lazekha Nishmas Moshe Kapil Ben Yehoshua. Long Mishnah is today, but we're going to do our best. Still talking about spreading Negayim. Shtei Behoros. Somebody has two Negayim. Achas Tameh V'Achas Tahorah. One is Tameh. The other one is Tahar. So the Tameh one had some simen of Tumah, whether it's a Michyo or two white hairs or it's spread. But the other one was completely unchanged after 2 weeks of being quarantined. So he has two Negayim. Maybe next to each other, maybe a little further from each other, but one was Tameh and one was Tahar. Parcha Mizulazu. Spreading occurred from one to the other. V'acharkach Parcha Bekulo. And then, after one Nega expanded into the other, and now you have one big expanded Nega that is completely surrounded, and then it spreads Bekulo over his whole body, Tahar. Then he is Tahar. No matter which one it was that spread, whether the Tahar Nega spread, subsequently that means it becomes Tameh. Whether the Tameh Nega spread, which means it stayed Tameh. Now that the whole body is covered, it tahers everything. Bisfaso Hoel Yonah. If there was two Negayim, each one a Chatzi Gris, so neither one is the appropriate size in order for him to be declared Tameh. And one is on his upper lip, and bisfaso atachtona, the other one is on his lower lip. So when he closes his lips together, it looks like one kagris nega. It appears to be one nega. So actually, this means he's going to become tameh. Because despite the fact that it's really two half-sized negayim, but he looks like it's one big nega when he closes his mouth, and so this is going to be a tameh situation. B'shtei etzba'osav, if he has, and we're going with the simple explanations. There are multiple explanations for exactly how this worked, but we're just going to try to keep it simple. B'shtei etzba'osav, he has a half a gris nega on each of two fingers that are next to each other. And so when he puts the fingers together, it looks like one big nega that is the size of a kagris. So again, he's tameh. Bishnei risei einov, on two of his eyelids, the upper eyelid and the lower eyelid, covering the bottom part of the eye, each have a nega the size of a chatzi gris, and when he closes his eyes, it looks like one big kagris nega. Afal pi shemedubakim ze lo ze, v'heim nirim ke'echad, even though in all these cases, with the lips, the fingers, the eyelids, only when they are pressed together do they look like one nega, that is one kagris. Tahar. Then he will be tahar if the nega then covers the entire body subsequently. So this is not saying that two half a gris adjoining negayim are tahar all the time. It's saying they would be considered tameh most of the time. But if then it spreads over the entire body, well, in such a situation, then he would become tahar. And the unique case is the eyelids, because eyelids don't usually touch. He's got his eyes open all the time when he's walking around, but they're considered attached the same way. Parcha bekulo avaloba bohak. On the other hand, if a nega spread and covered the entire body, except for a part of the area covered by a bohak. A bohak is something that we have not seen since Mishnah Aleph in the entire Masechta. A bohak is a skin that has an unnatural white patch, but it's duller than the four shades of a baharis that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. So it's not enough by itself to make the skin tameh. It's not a nega. But now that he has a nega on his entire body and looks like an albino, he's got one bohak that is duller skin than everything else. Then tameh. Then this person is tameh. And we learned this specifically from a pasuk. Pasuk says, in Vayikra, v'chisasa ha-tzaras, is kol or ha-nega. If the tzaras covered all the skin of the nega, meaning if the entire body is covered by tzaras, then he is tahar by special dispensation. But if there's a bohak, which is not tzaras, then he would not be considered covered completely. Next case, similar. Chazr bo roshe yevarim kemin bohak. If the whole body is covered with a nega, and he's tahar, but then it recedes from the fingertips, leaving them looking like a bohak, then he's tahar. even though he's not actually technically covered by a nega on his whole body, he's got a nega except his fingertips, which have a bohak, this is not considered a michya of healthy skin. So he's tahar. If they had receded, leaving the fingertips looking normal, he'd be tameh. But if the nega recedes, leaving the fingertips looking bohak, which is this weird in-between color, then he's not tameh. He's tahar. He remains in the tahara of having entire body covered by a nega. The reason for this is that when the Torah says that a full body nega renders in tahar, it talks about basar hachai, living skin. Bohak skin is not basar hachai, so it doesn't impede the full body nega. Chazru bo roshei avarim pachas meke'adasha. Let's say in a situation where the nega changes to bohak on the fingertips, the same case as we had before with the Tanakama, and let's say the bohak part of the fingertips is even smaller than a ka'adasha. Rabbi Meir Mitame, Rabbi Meir, however, says he's still tameh. He says no matter how tiny the patch of skin is that returns to normal, that puts him back in tumah. And even if the tiny patch of skin only returned to bohak, not to normal, he's still tameh, says Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is machmir. So the Chachamim, the Tanakama, says if it recedes, leaving a bohak of a small size or even a big size on the fingertips, he would be still tahar. Rabbi Meir says it's enough of a transformation back to quote normal unquote, even if it only went partway to normal to bohak status, that he is going to now change to tameh. The Chachamim omrim bohak pachas mikadasha simin tameh batchila, then simin tameh basof. The Chachamim agree with the Tanakama that if a bohak is left behind when a full body nega shrinks, that he would remain tahar, especially if it's smaller than a ka'adasha. So a white blemish smaller than a ka'adasha indicates tumah originally, but not tumah afterwards. So tumah afterwards refers to this receding situation. And the tumah initially refers to what happens before it was an entire body nega situation. So Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about a couple of things. They're arguing about the status of the bohak skin on the nega tahar that covered the whole body. And they're also arguing about what happens when a tiny amount of normal skin, would that render the nega tameh or not? The Chachamim say it has to be a full ka'adasha that appears normal in order for him to go from full body tahar to part body tameh, as we are saying. But halakhically, we follow the Chachamim rather than Rabbi Meir, who's more machmir. Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're in kind of a long Mishnah day. Many apologies. The Negoyim we've been talking about now were examined before they expanded and covered the entire body. And then once the entire body is covered, then we discuss what happens next. This Mishnah is about a nega which covered the person completely when he came to be seen by the Kohen for the first time. So it's not our classic case of a small nega that expands. It's a case where the whole body is a nega when he's first seen. Haba kulo lavan yaskir. If somebody comes to the Kohen and his body is completely white, he's completely covered by a nega, the Kohen has to quarantine him for 7 days just as if it was a small patch on his hand. No lad lo sear lavan. If subsequently two white hairs appear anywhere on the nega, which means his entire body, yachalit, then he's confirmed as being tameh. Obviously, there is no pisyon that is possible here. There is absolutely no spreading because the whole body is already covered by a nega. But the other symptoms of negayim could still appear. So it's considered an original nega. Just happens to be a body-sized nega. Hishchiru shtehem. If the whole body was covered by a nega, and then he is found to have two white hairs, and then both of the white hairs turn darker, so they're not white hairs anymore. O achas mehen, or one of the two white hairs turns dark, so he no longer has two white hairs as a simen. Hiktziru shteyan o achas mehen, or if they became shortened beneath the minimum size that would make him tameh, in such a case, then he's going to become tahar, because he no longer has the simonim that are inside a nega. This is not a big kiddush. This would be true for any normal size nega. But we're saying that this also applies to a guy whose whole body is a nega. It would be the same situation. Nismach hashchin l'shtehen. If a boil touched the two hairs, the two white hairs, ola achas mehen, or one of the white hairs, or hikif ashkin eshtehen o achas mehen, or the boil surrounded both of them, o es achas mehen, or one of the white hairs. So the boil that develops subsequently, the hair is no longer surrounded by a nega because the boil is surrounding it instead. That would make him tahar as well. O chilkon hashchin, or the two white hairs were separated by either a boil, o michyas hashchin, or the healing skin of a boil. So the boil is still a wound, but there's a michya in the center of it, or hamichva, or a burn, or michyas hamichva, or the healing skin of a burn, or vahabohak, or the duller shade of white. So any of these are separating the white hairs, so the white hairs are not completely included in the nega. So then we're going to declare him tahar in all these cases. Nolad lo michya osear lavan tame. If after the symptoms disappeared to make him tahar. So this is really just an ordinary nega case, just we're applying it to a full body nega. So he has a full body nega and then he has two white hairs. Well, too bad, Charlie, then your tummy. But if something happens to disrupt the white hairs, like the boil or the burn or the skin that separates the white hairs, or the hairs fall out or they turn dark, well, then the symptoms are gone and so he can be tired again. On the other hand, subsequent to these symptoms disappearing, noad lo michya osear lavan, a new symptom of a tame nega appears, like two new white hairs, or a new michya, normal living skin in the center of the nega, and since the nega is his whole body, that means anywhere on the body, even the fingertips we've been talking about. Well, then tame, then he's going to become tame again, because they're in the middle of a nega, and they are the symptoms of a tame nega. Lo nolad lo. Now, if the guy's full body nega was quarantined, and a week into the quarantine they check him again, and no symptoms have appeared, not lo michya, velo sear lavan, not two white hairs, not a michya in the middle, anywhere on his body, tahar, then he's tahar. We treat it just like a small nega, it's the exact same situation as a big nega. B'chulan shechazr b'hen rosh e'evorim harei elu kamo shehoyu. In all cases of this full body nega situation, whether the white hairs, the michya, whatever it might be, if the fingertips, if the extremities are, the nega shrinks, and they change back to a normal appearance, hare elu kamo shehayu, they remain as they were. In a situation where the nega that originally covered the entire body becomes tahar because it's unchanged, or a nega is confirmed tame because of white hairs and then is becomes tahar when the hairs turn darker, or a nega covers the entire body within the 2 weeks of the quarantine. In all three cases, if the nega pulls back from the fingertips, then they had not become tahar while the nega covered the entire body because there was a period of tuma in the middle. So the problem is, we've got this situation, and they are considered kemosha hayu, they remain as they were. That is to say, if the nega came back from the fingertips, then and the symptoms had not become tahar in the meantime, we remain status quo. Parcha b'miktsaso, if any of these negayim, after they shrank back from the fingertips, then spread again into some of the area they had shrunk from, then tamei, he is confirmed tamei because of pisyon, because of expansion. So we have a nega that became temporarily tahar and then now becomes tamei again. This partial spreading after a shrinkage and then spreading again is to lead us into the next case. So far we're not really that far off from all the negayim halachos we've been doing. If a nega that was confirmed because of pisyon, so he had a full body nega, the nega backed off from the edges of his hands, and we said that it's a confirmed nega, and then it expands again and spreads back into the area. So I should say now he's confirmed as having a nega, because a nega that shrank and then re-expanded is considered to be pisyon, is considered to be expansion. But then it expands over the rest of the entire body, even the fingertips again, then he's tahar again like any other tamei nega that spreads over the entire body. So what we're learning about this situation is that if the nega started off by covering the entire body, but then its status changed because of simanim, changed because of shrinkage and then re-expansion, then once it covers the entire body again, it's considered to be the Torah's definition of a full body nega. Even though when he was first examined by the Kayin, he had a full body nega that we considered to be as if it was a regular nega. So again, this is an unusual kind of case. Because in previous Mishnayos, we had small negayim that subsequently took over the body. Here we have a full body nega that becomes a smaller nega that then takes over the entire body. So what this Mishnah is telling us is the halacha remains the same. Even though you might want to argue it started full body, now it returned to its original status. Is that called full body? Is that not called full body? The Mishnah reassures us to tell us that it is considered like any full body nega situation, no matter how it started, no matter how much territory it covered at the beginning. It's considered to be the same full body nega situation as any other nega that had spread.